CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTT. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via EchoLink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then also give your name and location and signal whether you'd like to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF group, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. Tonight we have W4FCM Fred and Miss Iva in Traveler's Rest. Iva is N4IEI. Next we have Landon from Dacusville, KG4WNT. Then I have Andy checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. And then Jim from Pelzer, KW4TS. Next I have Bill from Anderson, KC4W. And Mark from Simpsonville, W2MJB. Thank you for checking in early tonight. It's nice to have that convenience so you don't have to, if your schedule doesn't work out with this 9 o'clock net, you can check in ahead of time. So I appreciate you taking advantage of that technology. All right, we'll give a moment here for any new hams that are listening that are thinking about checking in to go ahead and check in. If you're, relatively new, that, our definition of new ham is very flexible. If you're a little uncomfortable checking in and would like some extra help being guided through the process, this is your perfect opportunity. I will ask you the questions for the information I need to know, and I can give explanations as well. So any new hams that are on, just come on the radio and say net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, I didn't hear any new hams coming on tonight, but you're welcome to check in anytime now or later if you're listening in, and also you're welcome to just listen in until you're comfortable. At this time, I'd like to check in EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy, and your mate. Please check in Kilowatt 4, Yankee November Golf. And all things being quiet, we'll stick around for a little chat.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to welcome Fletch, K4YNG, and Mr. Fletch, I have you down for some comments later, so thank you. All right, I don't see any more EchoLink stations at this time, so we're going to go ahead and move up to our regular radio check-ins. Tonight being Monday night, we're going to start with Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP.
4HTP. And Wendy, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, and we'll stick around. I'm going to ask for a recipe report.
HTP. Please check in. check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor, KO4EYV. This is David and Whitmire, 73.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Hotel, KO4EH, Barry. I'm in Central South Carolina. I have no announcements or no comments. Thank you, Wendy, for calling the net.
T. I hope you and Mark are having a wonderful evening. At least trying to stay warm. If you would, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name's Mike, location Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Wendy. 73, do you have anyone on the net?
Net control. Wendy, Kilo Foxtrot 4. Charlie, Kilo Tango, John. I'm down in Honey Five, South Carolina. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net. And I'd like to invite everybody to come over and check in with me on Monday night. So over on 146790 at Anderson, 2 meter net, no tone, negative offset. And we have net over every night. So 7 days a week. So everybody can't come over, it's at 8:30 every night. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll just be short time.
4-HTP. Can 4-HTP, please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November, Nelson. From Spartanburg, but mobile in Greenville. Over.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS, Scott Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Harry from Candler, KC4EZN. Thank you for checking in tonight, Harry. Next, I have David checking in from Whitmire, KO4EYV. Thank you for checking in tonight, David. Next, I'd like to recognize Barry, checking in from Central, KO4EEH. Thanks for checking in tonight, Barry. Hope you're having a good evening. Then I'd like to recognize Mike from Simpsonville, AK4HR. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mike. Then I'd like to recognize John from Honeypath, KF4DKT. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. John calls the Anderson net on Mondays at 8:30 at 146790. So, and that net is called every night of the year also. So if you have a chance, please check in the Anderson net at 8:30. And thank you for checking in tonight, John. Next, I have Nelson from Who is Mobile in Greenville, KO4GUN. Thanks for taking the time to check in tonight, Nelson. And then I have Scott from Pendleton, KO4DZS. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Scott. It's good to have you join us on the radio. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group Echo Through Hotel that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KN4HTP to check in.
HTP. Go Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
HTP. Hope you and Mark are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Wendy, thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and Mark, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4-HTP. Great to hear you call the net tonight. Thanks for bringing us together. Check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
This is KN4, HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Jane from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jane. Next, I'd like to welcome Sid from Fletcher, W4IOE. Nice to hear you on the radio tonight, Mr. Sid, and I will pass along your greetings to Mark. Next, I have Larry from Greer, KK4JVQ. Nice to have you checking in tonight, my friend. I was worried there for a minute that I wasn't going to catch you on the first round. So I'm glad you're checking in, and please say hello to Miss Donna for us, KC4MFK. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group India through Lima. India through Lima that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
HTP, please check in, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Trina, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
For HTP. Wendy, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative, negative.
HTP. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Uniform, KO40U Joe in Campobello. Check in my wife also, Connie, KE4ARV. We'll be in and out tonight.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, one of my favorite voices on the radio. Miss Lorena is from Piedmont, KK4ONO, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Miss Lorena. Next, I'd like to welcome, I wrote Mitch. That's Michelle, KM4MOQ. Okay, I was getting worried. Next up, I have Mr. Walt from Inman, K4OIM. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Walt. Glad to hear you're doing well. Next, I'd like to recognize Joe from Campobello, and he brings along Miss Connie, KO4OU, and KE4ERV. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. Joe. Good to have you join us on the radio. All right, is there anyone else in the group? Mike through Papa that would like to check in. Please call KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to recognize another Echolink station. We have Shane checking in, KJ4HYC. Shane checking in from 6 Mile. Thank you for checking in tonight, Shane. All right, we'll go ahead and move back to radio frequency check-ins. We are up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
4HTP. In Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Edmund, and I'll hang around.
4HTP. Please check in November 2, Sierra, Uniform, Bravo, into SUB. That's Jim in South Granville, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome John, KN4RJN, checking in from Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. I have you down for some rack chew later. And then I'd like to welcome Jim, N2SUB, checking in from South Greenville. And I like it that you said, welcome everyone on board. I don't know if that was a slip from some other, from your day job. But it's nice to picture us all as a group together on a journey here, listening in on the radio and checking in. So thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Jim. Let's see, we'll give another shout out to the group Quebec Through Tango. Quebec Through Tango, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
Check in Kilo Delta 4, Tango, Whiskey, Papa, and that's Tom. And also check in Maxwell, Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Kilo, Alpha. That's Miss Angie, negative and negative from Tacoma.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tom from Tacoma, KD4TWP. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tom. And also, I'd like to welcome Miss Angie, KG4LKA. Thanks for bringing her along, Mr. Tom. All right, we'll go ahead and move up to the next alphabetical group at this time, which is Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
HTP. Evening, Wendy. Please check in and out. Kilo 4 Zulu, Zulu X-ray. K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. We're just passing through. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Zulu Echo Quebec. It's KM4ZEQ. Kyle in Simpsonville on the handheld. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Steve from Parris Mountain, K4ZZX. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. Steve. And then Mr. Kyle from Simpsonville, KM4ZEQ. Nice to have you checking in on the radio with us tonight, Mr. Kyle. Thank you. All right, we'll give another opportunity for anyone with the call sign in the group Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
HTP. Evening, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. It's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Tommy from southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tommy. All right, I'm going to move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing right out there. 73s.
KN4HTP.
Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, David in Easley, no traffic, no comment, 73s to you and everybody on the net.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave in Greer, negative and negative.
4HTP. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, and Anderson. No traffic, no comments. Good evening to everyone on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Dave from Inman, KO4AOW. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dave. I hope you have a good evening. Then I'd like to welcome David from Easley, KB2BYQ. Thanks for checking in tonight from Easley. Hope you have a good evening also. Next, I'd like to welcome Dave from Greer, W4DJW. And Dave, I want to give you a thank you for working hard to keep things running behind the scenes on this net. Appreciate your organizing things and keeping us going. Then I'd like to welcome Jerry from Anderson, N4DJC. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jerry. Good to hear you on the radio. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll go ahead and open check-ins up to the large group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, anyone that would like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP.
HTP. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, X-ray. Jim down in Ware Place, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to welcome Jim from Fairplay, KO4JQX. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jim. It's good to have you join us on the radio. Is there anyone else at this time, anyone else, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or net control.
Wendy, recheck.
Check.
KN4JQX, that was Jeff.
KN4HTP, thank you for that correction, Mr. Jeff. I got you down now. KO4JQX, Jeff. I appreciate that. I'd like to keep my log as accurate as possible. Is there anyone else at this time, Alpha through Zulu? Alpha through Zulu that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. We have a great number of check-ins. So far we've got 39. That's a good night for me. So I appreciate everyone for taking the time coming by to check in. It's nice to have you all gathering around the radio, and nice to hear you, everybody talking, checking in. We keep tabs on each other. It's a nice bit of community we've got going. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. At this time, I'd like to invite Fletch K4YNG to make comments. How's your day been so far, Mr. Fletch? This is KN4HTP. I'd like to go ahead and invite my friend Harry to make a comment. KC4EZN, are you out there listening?
KN4HTP, good evening, Wendy. KC4EZN. Just wanted a little follow-up on the apple pie, how that turned out on your end, and what I'm really curious, did you add any little personal touch to it?
KN4HTP, I did not add any jalapeno to it, if that's what you're referring to, but it was delicious. Of course, I modified the recipe to be smaller and to bake in the oven, but it turned out great. I think next time I'll use a little bit more of the cinnamon mixture in the middle and less on the top, but I just loved it. The cake part was not too sweet. It was just refreshing, and of course those apples on the bottom were so soft and creamy. Yeah, I guess creamy is the right word. Just the perfect texture for a pumpkin pie. For an apple pie. So it was a great tip. I'm planning to make that one again. I have the stuff in the cupboard already, and so when next time we're ready for a pie as our special Sunday dessert, I'll definitely be whipping that one up again. ¶¶
KC, KC4EZN. Yeah, I like to hear what people do to recipes because that's sort of how you create a new one. You take an old one. I have made that pie with regular, instead of using apple pie filling, just regular canned apples. And, of course, you need to put a little flour or something in it to thicken the apples up. But then you sprinkle Red Hots across it. And then put your cake mix in there, and you may want to add a little bit of not cinnamon, but ground cloves or something to rearrange things around. But anyway, I'm just curious what kind of little changes people make because I get new things. I had a chicken recipe. I was in charge of a Boy Scout training course, and my cook, who was very accomplished and I had a lot of faith in, but he called me Wednesday before we were to go out to camp on Friday to give me the menu, and that was a little tighter schedule than I really liked, but he told me what he was going to fix, and then he rattled off this long French-sounding name for some kind of chicken thing, and I said, wait a minute, this is supposed to be, you know, basic cooking. He says, oh, we just take a chicken breast, cover it in brown mustard, roll it in Ritz cracker crumbs, and bake it. Well, that's pretty simple. And I've used that, and then I tripped over another thing where somebody suggested that you cut some slices in that chicken breast and stuff them with bell pepper, red onion, and a chunk of fresh pineapple. And I have tried that, and that's on my list to do again. So that's the kind of thing I listen for, Wendy. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KN4HTP. I just jotted down those two ideas for chicken meals. They both sound really good. I think I'm going to go with the pineapple one first, just because I already have all those ingredients. Don't happen to have any Ritz crackers around, so... But that one sounds really good, too. So I'll just give those a try, and I'll be baking them in the oven instead of a Dutch oven. But you know what? I am sure that it tastes better in the Dutch oven. There's just something about that outdoor cooking that just bumps up the flavor. So have you ever watched that show? It was on a while back. Was it Grill Masters? They filmed it in Canada, and, like, three chefs would come, you know, we can call them what we want, outdoor cooks. And they would have to cook an entire meal outdoor using a fire or a barbecue grill or an outdoor burner. You know, they could use those things. And that one was pretty interesting. I got a lot of fun ideas for outdoor cooking from that. Have you ever seen that one?
And for HTP, KC4EZN. No, I haven't seen that one. I pay attention to things that I think that 12, 13-year-old scouts can cook by themselves, relatively simple, and of course those things turn out better, but I used to get when they had the, and I just lost the name, cooking show that came on ABC at noon, had Michael Simon and Carla something or other. She had some really good recipes. She was a Southern girl and would bring some interesting touches to some of her grandmother's recipes. But I always listened for things I thought boys could cook or girls now outdoors. But there is something about cooking outdoors that is different from indoors. I have cooked that chicken recipe on a camping trip, and I have cooked it in the oven, and for all practical purposes, you can't tell the difference, except what was cooked on the camping trip seemed to have a little extra flavor to it. So anyway, that was kind of fun. Had an interesting weekend. Had a death in my wife's family, and we had a funeral to go to, which it was more of a celebration of life. But around more people than we've been around at one time since back in March when we shut all this stuff down, and we decided when we got back, everybody was family. They knew each other. I think the word now is clan. And they, you know, everybody had their mask on when they were supposed to, but my wife and I decided we're going to spend the next week here in the house and make sure that we didn't take anything with us and didn't bring anything back, but that was just one of those things you got to do. And pretty long trip, weather was good. Be interested to see how John's weekend went when he checks in, because we drove by Greensboro on our way down there, and I tell you, the roads down there are getting really interesting. Even the GPS got confused a couple of times. So with that, Wendy, we'll turn it back to you. Always enjoy talking with you, and keep playing with those recipes, and see what kind of little changes you can bring about. Just a little extra flavor in life. KN4HTP, KC4ECN.
This is KN4HTP. Thanks for chatting with me there for a few minutes, Mr. Harry. KC4EZN, I appreciate it, and it is fun to get that extra flavor in life, as you put it. It's nice to throw out recipes and ideas every once in a while. You know, you can do chicken so many ways, and it's really good. So, thanks for that. Glad you were able to look at things as a celebration of life, and I think you're throwing out some good advice there to stay in after you've been in a big group, and keep from spreading any COVID, and hopefully there's nothing. Hopefully you haven't got anything there to spread, so hopefully you're going to stay healthy like you are now. So thanks for the rag chew. At this time, I'm going to take a break from rag chew, and we'll see if there's anyone out there that would like to check in. Anyone Alpha through Zulu, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HPP or Net Control. All right, we're going to go ahead and check back and see if we can catch Mr. Fletch now, K4YNG. Are you listening in? This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to take the opportunity to get some comments from John, KN4RJN. Are you listening in?
KN4HTP, KN4RJN. Did you find Orion, Wendy?
So I was planning to go out there and take a look at the stars and get more oriented, because earlier in the evening I did go out and I was looking right at Jupiter and Saturn, just a little bit above it, and I was labeling them incorrectly. I decided Saturn was the brighter one and Jupiter was the less bright one, but I was wrong. Jupiter is really bright. Anyway, I was looking right at them and thinking, where are Jupiter and Saturn? So thankfully, John, you were able to help me clear that up. I sent him an email, and he replied to help me figure that out. So they were right out there to the west, and it was really nice to see, and they're getting closer together each evening. So it's fun to go out and take a look. As long as it's not cloudy, I didn't have any trouble finding them once I knew that I was staring right at them. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, I looked at those last night and the night before. So that was fun. But I did get distracted and did not go out. A friend of mine gave me a 1963 Singer sewing machine, and I've been trying to get that into running shape, because I have a couple of presents I wanted to finish on the sewing machine before Christmas, and mine, of course, died back in October, and I haven't replaced it yet. I think Santa has something in the works, I hope. But I just happened to mention to my friend that I had these presents I wanted to finish, and he lent me his sewing machine. But it's taken me a while to get it into shape. So anyway, I was distracted onto that. Were you able to go out and see Mars yourself?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I went out and looked at Orion, looked at Mars, saw the twins come up. So with any luck, being clear this evening, and I invited my wife to come out and take a look, and she was busy. They're busy sewing on stuff too, but she came out and looked. was pointing out a couple of things to her, and I was looking off towards the southwest, and she was looking more or less northeast. She said, oh, wow, there's one. I was talking about the meteorites, and, oh, wow, there's one. I turned around. Of course, I didn't see it. It was gone before I could even turn around, so she got to see a meteorite. I didn't. She got to see one, and she thought that was pretty cool. So, yeah, I think we're going to have to make a trip up to Harry's place and have dinner up there from the sounds of it.
And for HTP, I think that sounds great, especially if he's going to be doing his cooking outdoors. He's got some great-sounding recipes.
I may have put that off until it gets a little warmer, and by that time, hopefully most of this COVID nonsense will be out of the way, but... yeah, Harry, we're going to show up on your doorstep one night and ask, what's for supper?
Angles down at the end of my street.
That's not at all what we had in mind.
Well, if you show up unannounced, that's maybe you're into the gambling range. If you give me a couple of days head notice, I might just scare up something in case before he's in.
Party at Harry's house, date to be determined.
Roger that. I would have answered a little sooner, but I was too busy laughing.
Gotta pick up the Bojangles on your way in, and you're supplying dinner.
I'll show up at his doorstep and just, you know, say, hey, what's for supper?
Dave has a sign that hangs on the kitchen, says, I have a kitchen because it came with the house, if that gives you any hint.
That I was at a friend's house and they had a sign on the wall that said, always keep a bottle of wine in the refrigerator for special occasions. Sometimes the special occasion is you have a bottle of wine in the refrigerator.
I have the bottle of wine and got some nice craft beer, so I think we could probably make that work.
Sounds like a winner. I'll be right up.
Try not to wake me up when you get here, Casey, before he's in.
Laughing, and then I get to coughing, and then I can't say anything. Roger that, Harry. So what else is happening, Wendy?
I see you getting up there, sneaking in, and grabbing that bottle of wine out of the fridge. Anyway, I did want to ask you what we were talking earlier, and I think it's funny that your wife saw the meteorite and you missed it, but it's not always the way it goes. Anyway, I'm hoping to see some tonight after the net ends, to just walk right out there with my chair and blanket and look up at the sky, and hopefully I'll catch a few of the meteorites. What do you think?
We'll see a few. Obviously, it's a lot clearer tonight than it was last night. The problem is it's a lot colder tonight than it was last night. So, yeah, I'll take something warm and take two or three blankets and maybe the dog and... hopefully see a few. She got to see one, so I know they're still out there. We haven't completely gotten out of the debris field yet, so it won't be as impressive as it supposedly was last night, but there ought to be a few out there.
Sounds great. I really hope I can catch a few. I just remember the solar eclipse was just so fascinating and a great thing to watch, so... I'm anxious to see how many I can catch. Last night, Sunday night, yeah, last night, Mark and I went outside after the net, and he saw one, and I missed it, and then I saw one, and he missed it. So at least I've seen something. But I think it's worth my time, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, go out and find Orion, and then look a little bit to the left of him, and that's where they more or less radiate out from. But like I said, they're all over the sky, so whatever your darkest part of sky is, you probably see one. But if you look generally in the direction of the twins, which are a little left of Orion, you ought to be able to see, you know, a few anyway.
Orion's the one I've always been able to recognize. It makes me think of the number 5 on a die, you know, when you... Just because the brightest stars are at the points of the... Where they are on the dice, if they were at number 5.
I never quite looked at it that way, but, yeah, okay. If you look... Orion's kind of laying on his back right now. If you look up above him, there's a fuzzy... spot up there, at least from my perspective down here. and that's Pleiades, or the Seven Sisters, or Subaru, as the Japanese knew it. And by now, Sirius ought to be up, so that's the Dog Star. That's Orion's hunting dog that's following him. And look to the left of that, and you'll see Castor and Pollux, the twins, and that's Gemini, and that's where the meteors appear to be radiating out from. So in that general direction, you ought to be able to spot one or two anyway.
KN4HTP. Thanks. It's nice to be able to ask you instead of having to figure it out myself. So I really appreciate that. So I haven't heard an update on your lizard in the basement, or if you've had any interesting birds or wildlife in your backyard lately.
Seen the lizard in a while. I don't know if he's still around or if he's gone into hibernation or what. And other than really big crows, there's been some blue jays hanging around in the crabapple tree just off the corner of the house. It's driving the cats crazy. They keep jumping up on the back of my recliner so they can look out the window and at the birds. However, I figured out, took the dog out the other night and, you know, the other afternoon, and she was barking over way across the neighborhood where a couple of corgis live, and I'm looking over there, and I don't see anything. And I thought, dog, what are you barking at? And it was just starting to get dark, and I couldn't see anything. I didn't know what she was barking at, and then they had turned on their Christmas lights and whatnot. Well, I went out this afternoon with the dog, and she kept staring over in that direction, and I looked over, and one of their Christmas decorations is a giant corgi. Well lit up, and in the daytime it looks like a dog, and that's just the dog was barking at that Christmas decoration.
Awesome, they give us so much entertainment.
Well, it's not exactly entertaining. Every time I take her out, she barks at her own shadow, so she sees a leaf move and she thinks it's something, she barks at it, and she hears coyotes off in the distance and she'll bark at them. And yeah, it's I've been trying to break her of that, but I have had no success whatsoever. So it's like, oh, whatever, okay, dog, let's go out. You do what you got to do, and then I'm taking you back inside so you won't bark at everything that moves out here.
To go, there was I was sitting out on the back porch, and in the trees I could hear the fluttering of lots of wings, and it's just the flapping. And realized that there was a whole flock. I think they were robins. It was hard to see because they were backlit. But they had just come into there's like, I don't know, six or seven trees back there. And they were just all over in those trees, a whole big group of them. And they were not chirping. They're just flapping their wings and settled in on the branches. And then a few minutes later, I heard one chirp twice, and then a tree, and then from a tree further down, another bird, a bird chirped twice back, and then a few minutes later, the first bird chirped once, and the second bird chirped once, and it was kind of interesting just to be out there hearing them settling in and realizing that they were there when they're not being all noisy like they are in the morning.
Yeah, I had what I guess could best be described as a flock. There were about six of them. Blue jays were hanging around in my crabapple tree, and it was driving the cats crazy. But they were bouncing around all over the place. I hadn't seen that many blue jays all in one spot, I don't think, before. But there were about six or seven of them, and they were bouncing in and out.
I seem to know what they were telling each other when they're chirping away.
Probably they're looking for love in all the wrong places, but... as the song goes, but I was told once by somebody, you know, you like to hear songbirds, but basically they're either looking for a mate or defining their territory and telling other potential rivals to stay away.
Right, that makes it sound a lot less interesting. I guess there's that, it's better not to know what they're saying to each other because you'd know how mundane it was if we knew bird language. So maybe I'll withdraw that wish of knowing what they're saying to each other and just enjoy not knowing.
Romantic and musical if you don't know what they're actually saying. But now the crows, on the other hand, I'm not sure on them because they hang around in groups. I think sometimes they warn one another when they see something coming. But crows are fairly smart as birds go. But But yeah, most of the time it's either looking for a mate or trying to ward off arrival.
Need to keep an eye out for cats and bigger birds. The other night I went out to plug in the Christmas lights, and sitting right outside the front door, we have a large oval window, so it could look in the house, was this big old cat. And my dog, big old dog, a greyhound, was laying on the inside of the door on the rug. And I thought, oh, that cat's probably just sitting there trying to torture my dog. And my dog's just ignoring it. It's, you know, the cat's up there looking in the window, trying to get a rise out of the dog. And my dog's just snoozing away, keeping one eye on it. And I startled the cat when I opened the door to go out and plug in the Christmas lights. It was kind of funny.
My two younger cats chase each other all over the house, and they're the ones that go crazy on the birds. And then my older cat just kind of ignores them and tries to stay out of their way. But they both get up on the either on the back of the couch or the back of my recliner, which causes my recliner to tilt back into the laying position because of the extra weight on the back of the recliner. And she'll jump up there to look at the birds, and I'm sitting there trying to read the paper, and all of a sudden I'm laying down. But, yeah, that's a fun morning when all that's happening. But I am going to back on out of here. Let's see if anybody else wants to check in, and I think I'll run outside and see what I can spot before it gets too terrible cold. So I'll say 73's to you, say hello to Mark, and y'all take care of yourselves. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
N4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for hanging around, Mr. John, and doing some rag too. All right, at this time, I'm going to go ahead and ask if I've missed anyone for any comments or for check-ins. We're going all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control. All right, this is KN4HTP. It looks like Dave, W4DJW, will be calling the net tomorrow night, and I'm sure he will appreciate your patronage if you can check in tomorrow night. Starts at 9 with the group India through Lima. It's the first group for tomorrow night. I will submit my report electronically, and I will break for a moment now to see if I can get that to transmit over the repeater so you can hear it. Just a moment. And for HTP, I did want to let you know if anyone's still tuned in, I am planning to read the poem Twas the Night Before Christmas on Christmas Eve on the radio after our net. So if you want to, if you have any little ones hanging around, or if you just want to enjoy tuning in and enjoying that that story on Christmas Eve, that would be nice. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night.